New York City will take a step towards returning to normal this morning when the city's stock exchanges reopen. Wall Street is on the edge of the city's zone of devastation. Crews have been working to restore power and communications links and to clear the grit-filled streets so people can get to work. Still, the city's financial district has far to go. NPR's Richard Harris reports from New York.
Marcus Denning sat quietly on a fire hydrant in the soft morning sunlight at the foot of Manhattan. If it weren't for the cloud of smoke wafting down Broadway, and if it weren't for the soldiers and policemen at barricades on every corner, this could have been a peaceful Sunday morning. Denning, like many others, was here to find out when he could get back to his office just up the street.
There's water in the building, so they have to get the water out first before they can put the electricity on. The structure is probably sound, but we don't know that for sure. So
do you have any indication of when you're... at least business life will return to normal?
That's impossible to predict.
Reopening buildings like his has taken a back seat to the rescue effort in the smoldering pile of rubble and to getting the nation's stock markets running again. Sometime this week, engineers are planning to survey these blocks, and there is reason for optimism. A quick assessment shows that even buildings right around the Trade Center are structurally sound, though some were damaged by fire and falling debris. The immediate problems in Lower Manhattan are logistical, providing electricity and telephone service along with data lines, even passable streets. Frank Signorelli and his son, also Frank, are even wondering about lunch. They own a deli that's right under the New York Stock Exchange, and they are predicting chaos when the streets fill once again.
They're telling us one thing on TV, and then when you come down here, it's something else, you know? Nobody knows how the deliveries are going
to
come in.
I need to open up for business, but you need product to open up. And we have no idea how we're going to get our products. Our employees, we have no idea how they're going to get into the zone. So it's a lot of unanswered questions.
One of the biggest questions is over the supply of electricity. Who will get it and when?
This is the new sound of Wall Street. Looking at two trailers that are power generators and a fuel tank hooked up to them on one end and black cables snaking out from them and going underground to restore power to buildings that have lost it.
More than 20 of these generators have been positioned around Lower Manhattan to help make up for the power that used to flow from substations in the World Trade Center. Some cables run in trenches dug across streets. Many run on the surface, sheathed in plywood boxes. Individuals also do what they can to restore order, and the tool of choice is the hose. To watch their meticulous and patient work, it seems that they are trying to wash away more than the powdery white dust on the steps, windows, and sidewalks of this neighborhood. Esther Kaplun, who works in the New York Department of Homeless Services, came down to her office on Sunday to attempt another kind of cleansing, to purge her fears, and to prepare once more for workaday life.
We'll all go through the motions of business as usual, but I think our hearts and souls are really with the people that lost their loved ones.
And reminders of that will be visible for quite some time. Richard Harris, NPR News, New York.